Dear Journal, have you ever been so broke you had to cash in your pennies?
Well, hello there, Yancey. How are you today?
Doug. My name's Doug.
You're Philip Funny's boy, aren't you?
Yeah.
I thought so. Say, you here to knock over the bank?
Yeah. Good one. Excuse me.
Yes, that's 50s and 100s, please.
Excuse me, ma'am. You dropped this.
Oh, why, thank you.
Hi, Swanee. I'd lose my head if it weren't bolted to my neck.
Next.
Hey, Mrs. Schroeder.
Hey there, Douglas. Boying at the bank again?
No, just cashing in my pennies.
Well, let's see what you got here. $1, $2, $3, $5.50.
Thanks. See ya. Come on, Pork Chop. How about a shake at the Honker Burger? My treat?
See you later, Yancey. Don't spend it all in one place, huh?
Yeah. Right.
Man!
Hey, look. Money! Holy cow! This is a ton of money!
That's me. Hey!
I've never seen so much money in my life. Who do you think it is? I know. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. But maybe whoever lost it is going to miss it.
Fortune and live happily and richly ever after.
Come on, Pork Chop. You know what we gotta do.
Freeze! Up against the wall and spread them!
So what's your story, kid?
I found this money in a gutter. I think it might belong to somebody.
Holy guacamole! This is a lot of dough, kid. Let me get this straight. You found cold, hard cash, and you brought it here?
Yes, sir.
Hey, guys, get a load of this. Kid finds some cash and actually turns it in.
I stood there feeling like some kind of freak in a sideshow.
Hurry, hurry! Step right up to see Otis the Frog Boy. Meet Volcano Girl. And our feature attraction, Doug the Amazing Honest Boy. He found a fortune and gave it away.
What was the big deal? I did what anybody would have done, didn't I?
You're a weirdo, Funny. Nobody in the universe would turn in free money, except you.
It belongs to somebody else, Roger.
Oh, man, tell me I'm not hearing what I'm hearing.
You could have kept it and had your money.
I would have been glad to take it off your hands, Funny. What a weirdo.
I'm not the only guy in the universe that would have turned it in, am I? Guys? Skeet, do you think I'm a weirdo?
Sure. But who said there's anything wrong with being a weirdo?
Great. So now I was a weirdo. And if that wasn't bad enough, I just thought it was the right thing to do.
Right and wrong. Such bourgeois concepts. It was your destiny to find that money.
You don't know what you're talking about, Judy.
Mr. Destiny called, and little Dougie put him on hold.
Judith, I'm proud of you, Douglas. I think you did the right thing.
Yeah, thanks, Mom.
Doug, exactly how much was it that you did the right thing with? Sorry.
Maybe I was stupid to turn it in. Maybe it was the chance of a lifetime.
boss!
Welcome to Funny Island, where all your fantasies come true. Roger, show our guests to their fabulous riches, fame, and fortune.
Right, boss!
Oh, Doug, you're my fantasy.
After a while, I'd practically forgotten about the whole thing. Until one day... Hello, officer.
What's your story, kid?
Well, you called me to come down, remember? I'm the weirdo who turned in the cold, hard cash.
Oh, it's you! Wait right there. Don't move.
Congratulations!
That's right, kid. It's been 30 days and no one claimed it. The law says it's yours. Here you go.
All right, we're rich! Woo-hoo! We're rich! Money! Rich!
Hey, weirdo! What you been doing? Rolling pennies?
No.
Joey Cucamonga! Can I help you up, Mr. Funny? Hey, guys! Did you see the load of Mizuma Funny has?
How do you do, sir?
Beautiful day for shopping, isn't it?
Can I make you a cappuccino?
Suddenly, I didn't feel like a weirdo anymore. I felt, well, rich. What do you know, Pork Chop? Honesty is the best policy. 100, 200, 300... Four. Hello, Mr. Destiny. I'm home. 2,900. 3,000. I guess nice guys can finish first after all. 14,445. 14,446. 14,447 dollars. Huh?
I remember I was at the bank with my envelope of money, got in my car, and now I don't know where it is.
That's bad, isn't it?
Yes. I, Swanny, I'd lose my head if it weren't molded to my neck.
I think I'm going to be sick. Oh, my money belongs to a little old lady. Why me?
Oh, Dougie, this is wonderful.
Huh?
Your dilemma is just like something out of Shakespeare.
Not him again.
On the one hand, you legally own a huge wad of money. More money than you'll probably ever have for the rest of your life. Now, on the other hand, you know who the money used to belong to. To keep or to weep. That is the question.
I'm gonna keep it. This money is legally mine. That lady had 30 days to claim it, and she didn't. I'm guilt-free, Pork Chop, and nothing's gonna change my mind.
For clothes?
Sorry, ma'am. We had to take everything.
But I know the money's here someplace. I just know it is. I, Swanny, I'd lose my head if it wasn't bolted to my neck.
Sorry, ma'am. Had to take the bolts, too.
How's your money? I mean, how are you doing today?
Out of my way, Roger.
He's gone eccentric.
Yes? May I help you?
Lady, I think this belongs to you.
Oh, my goodness! I don't know what to say! Thank you so much. Oh, how can I ever repay you? Oh, hold on a minute.
What do you know? Looks like you're gonna get some cash out of this after all, Funny.
I hope you like spearmint. Thank you again, young man.
I'll never forget you for this.
Oh, goody. Gum. I hope you got enough for everybody.
Go ahead. Say it. I'm a weirdo. I don't care anymore.
Hey, Doug.
Judy, what are you doing here?
I saw what you did.
So I guess you think I'm a big giant weirdo too, right?
Hop in. Let's go to the Honker Burger for a shake.
Well, I'd love to, Judy, but I'm broke.
My treat. Come on. You earned it.
You know, sometimes it can cost a lot to do the right thing. Today, it cost me $14,447. But you know what, Journal? Getting a free shake out of Judy almost makes the whole thing worth it.